Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei, 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tesan Beis at the beginning of the Gemara, and the Mishnah we saw machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda, the Ritzeach Shnis Ar Bachirim, the Tanakam stated Kulim Peturin, and Rabbi Huda Imer Kainza Isil Kippa, and as we saw, that based on the Gemara Daf Pei Alef from Beis, Rashi stated Kainza Isil Kippa, Visham Machil Isan Sairim, Achiti Baka Kresan, and our Gemara now begins and asks Manachirim, that when the Mishnah stated Ritzeach Shnis Ar Bachirim, that a Ritzeach got mixed up with others, what does the word Achirim refer to? And the Gemara explains its question as Ilem Achirim Kshirim, as if you will say that Reuven, who was a convicted Ritzeach, got mixed up with people who were kosher, then Pshita, then certainly it's Pashut that we can't kill all these people just because Reuven, who is a convicted Ritzeach, got mixed up with others. Visu B'Halim Rabbi Huda Koinsen Silekipa, and in addition, how could it be Rabbi Huda would be Chayil Kanatanakam in this case, and he would say that we would be Koinsen Silekipa, and as the Mi'uri states, Machotu Achirim, that what did these others do wrong, and certainly they would not be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara will now continue and bring three different explanations as to how to understand our Mishnah, and the Gemara brings a Simen Bashrak, which stands for Rav Avoh, as well as Shmuel, as well as Reish Lakish and Rava, and some agurs, Beish Shin, Kuf Reish, as the memory of Reish Lakish, which is symbolized by the Kuf, is prior to Rava. However, Lachir, although our Simen is out of order, but Lemaisa, our Gemara did not want to have a simon of Besheker, and the first heretic of the Gemara is Amravo Amishmuel Hachber Tesh Leidnig Medinoi Shenisari Beroitzchem Achirim Shenig Medinon Askinon. That our Mishnah is referring to a case where Reuven, who already killed someone and he already was brought to Bezin, and Edom already testified, and Bezin was already Nasu Vinasnu, and they actually voted that Reuven will be Chai Misa. However, Bezin did not yet have the opportunity to state the Gmadin and to make an announcement that Reuven is Chai Misa. And then he got mixed up with others that are Chayim Misa and already had a full Gemar Din and were also Chayim Misa. And the Rabbanon Savri in Goymrim Dinu Shel Adam El Befonav Hilkach Kulam Peturin, that Rabbanon hold that Lemaisa Bezdin can now paskin that Reuven is Chayim Misa. The only way to paskin that Reuven is Chayim Misa is only in front of Reuven. And as Rashi Maseches Baba Kama explains, that we learned this from the Pasuk in Pashas Maaseh that states Ad Omdoi Lefnei Edo La Mishpat. And Rashi points out in our sugya, El Befonav V'Kivin De'im Akirin Oisai, and since we don't know which of these people is the person that's currently being judged, so even if we bring the entire group in front of us, that would still not be considered Befonav, and therefore we can't actually paskin that this person is Chayim Misa, and therefore all of them would be Potter, and you cannot give Misa to any of them. However, Rabbi Yehuda Maturin L'Gamri Nami L'Loi Kivin Reitzchininu, now L'Maisa we can't Potter them L'Gamri, since all of them are Reitzchim, and for example, if there were 10 people, then for 9 of them there was already a Gemar Din that the Chayiv Chenek, and even though there wasn't a Gemar Din on the 10th person, and there was no Gemar Din on Reuven, there's Chayiv Chenek, but in Maisa there was already a vote that Reuven is Chayiv Misa, and we were just missing a formality, as Bezdin just didn't announce that he's Chayiv Misa and there's Chayiv Chenek, and Hilkach Kainzenes L'Kippa, and therefore Yehuda holds that we would take all 10 of them and we place them into a Kippa. And our Gemara now continues with the second way to understand the Mishnah, as Reish Lakish Oma, Reish Lakish argues on Rav Avoh in the name of Shmuel, that Reish Lakish holds, but Adam the Kuli Amalei Pligi the Petiri, that certainly even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if we're talking about a person that was not Nigma Dinoi and he was disarray with people that were Nigma Dinoi, then there would not be a din of Machlis Naisel Kippa. And as Rashi states, Hoyel Ve'ikachad Le Nigma Dinoi, Ein Lecharai Leschus Gedei Lemizu, Rachmana Oma Ve'tzilu Eida, and in that case, none of these people would be put to death. Aval Hacha B'shosh Le Nigma Dinoi, Shinsar B'shvar Machirim, Shnigma Dinoi Kamifugi, that Amish does not talk about people, and we're talking about oxen that gored, and we know that an axe that kills a person is a shor niskal and is chayiv skila, and therefore our Mishnah brings a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda as to what the din would be if one shor that killed a person and they were edim and they already went to Bezdin and Bezdin already voted that this shor is chayiv skila, but they didn't yet announce his gmar din, and this shor now got mixed up and confused with 9 other shvarim that already had the gmar din and they are certainly chayiv skila. And Rabbanon Savri Kemisis Bailon Kach Misa Shor, that since the Pasuk states Hashor Yisakol V'gam Ba'ol of Yumos, and there's a comparison between the Shor and the Bailim, therefore they're compared B'negei this din as well, V'in Gerim Din Shal Shor El B'fonav, and since we just learned B'negei and Adam that you can't paskin and you can't have a Gemar Din Shalei B'fonav, the same would apply to a Behema, and you can't have a Gemar Din Shalei B'fnei a Behema, and since we're not sure which Behema this is, therefore that would not be considered B'fonav. That's why the Rabbanon hold that all these shvarim would be patur, none of them would be chayiv skila, and as the Gemara states, hilchah kulam paturin. However, Rabbi Yehuda sava koinsan esil kipa, that although Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbanon that kemisas bailam kach misa shah, the ain goyim din shah shah el befanav, however, lemaisa, there's still a dunnan be after Rabbi Kubecha, and since we already have Edim, Bezdin really agreed that this shah is chayiv skila, therefore, even though there was no Gemara din, we still would be koinsan esil kipa, and we make sure that all these animals would be killed. And keep in mind that although we just stated that according to the Tanakhama that all would be Pater, however certainly all would be Asa Banah, and certainly it would be Asa to bring any of them as a carbon in the base of Mikdash, and Ayin Ba'am Taisis that brings from a Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that calls Zvachim Shins Av Ben Shar Niskal Afilu Echer Beribu Yemusa Kulan Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues Amr Rava, and Rava will now ask a question both on the first Shita of Ravo in the name of Shmuel as well as the Nubshat of Rish Lakish, and continue on that Peyom and Aleph that Rava is Ihachi Ainu Dektani Allah Om Rabbi Yesi Afilu Abba Chalafta Beinayan. And Rava is bothered that on our Mishnah that stated Ritzachshin's Arba Achirim Kulim Paturin and Rabbi Huda Ime Kainsa Insula Kippa, that the Brisa continues and explains on the words of the Tanakhama that Om Rabbi Yesi Afilu Abba Chalafta Beinayan, that Rabbi Yesi states that the din of Tanakhama would even be in a case where my father Chalafta would be amongst these people that were mixed up. And number one, clearly we see that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where there were people that got mixed up with each other and not dealing with a case where behemoths got mixed up with each other, and therefore we see not like Rish Lakish. Number two, according to the way the Ravo Amishmuel explained on Mishnah, so what is the Chiddush that Rabbi Yesi is being Mechadish to us, that even if my father Chalafta would be amongst this mix-up, that the din would be that they would still all be Pata, if Lemaisa his father Chalafta killed someone, so why would that be a greater Chiddush, and what is Rabbi Yesi coming to teach us? Because of this question, Elam Rava Hachi Kama, therefore Rava explains that the explanation of our Mishnah is as follows. And really, there are two separate cases of our Mishnah and Chasur Mechsa of Hachi Tani. And the first part of the Mishnah, there's actually no machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah just taught us a basic din, Shnaim Shayo Imdin V'yotza Chetz Bin Bineim V'harag Shneim Paturin, that if Reuven and Shimon are standing together and one of them is about to shoot an arrow and there are Edim that gave Asra to both of them, that you should know that if you're going to shoot this arrow and you're going to kill someone, then you're going to be Chayim Misa. And even so, that person shot the arrow. However, you're not sure which of these two people shot the arrow, then all agree, Shneim Paturin, that both would be Pata. And it was in regard to this halacha that the Braisa added in, V'om Rabbi Yesi Afilu Abba Chalafta Beinayan, that even if one of these two people was my father Chalafta, who was a chassid, and certainly he would not shoot an arrow at someone, and certainly he would not kill anyone, and therefore the chariya, based on a chazaka, you should say that the other person was most likely the one that killed that person, and therefore he should be Chayim Misa, and Kamash Balon, that other person would not be Chayim Misa. And then the Mishnah continues and tells us another din, and is on that din with his machlik is between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, v'shosh nigma dinoi shins ar b'shvarim achir ma'alyo, that if there was a shor that was nigma dinoi and he got mixed up with other shvarim that were not nigma dinoi l'skila, and they were actually not animals that killed anyone, and therefore they were not chayim skila, and even so the Tanakam holds that we put all of them to death and all of them would be chayim skila. And as Rashi states, the hakoch kulu asir banah bein hefsel b'ilum skila, as certainly since you have one animal that's certainly Chayim Misa and therefore certainly is Asur Banah, so as we brought from the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that even if one Shor Niskal got mixed up and confused with 10,000 other animals, so since the animal is a live animal, so we have a cloud that Bali Chayim and Chashuvim and they're not Batal, so since all these animals are in any case Asur Banah and there will be no loss to the owner, so therefore the Rabbanan said that all of them should be Chayim Skila, and this way no one will use something that's Asur Banah. However, Rabbi Yehuda Imeh Koinsa Insula Kippa is on this din. Rabbi Yehuda argues and states that although it's true that they'll all be Asur Banah, but l'maisa we are not matriach bezin to go and do skila to all these animals, and instead we'll take all the animals and be Koinsa Insula Kippa. And as Rashi states, El Koinsa Insula B'cheder V'himesim B'rav, and we don't feed them and they will die from starvation. And keep in mind that the din of Koinsa Insula Kippa B'negei an animal is different than the term Koinsa Insula Kippa B'negei a human. And the Gemara now continues and will bring a raya from a brisa that this is the correct way to understand the machlekes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah. And let's keep in mind that the first part of the brisa will not be relevant to this raya, and we will read the first part of the brisa and not explain it in detail, as after we bring down the entire brisa, the Gemara will go back and explain the first part of the brisa, and the Gemara states Va'tanya b'loshin yichusa, and will bring a raya that the way to learn the Mishnah is as Rabbi stated, as the Brisa states, Parasha Misa Va'akach Yolda, that if a par killed someone and then she gave birth, Im Achli Nigmadina Yolda Vlad Mutar, that if the Vlad was born prior to her Gemadin, then the Vlad would be Mutar. However, Mish Nigmadina Yolda Vlad Asa, but if this Vlad was born only after the Gemadin, then the Vlad would be Asar. And we will get back to this part of the Brisa in a moment. However, the Brisa continues, Nisar Bachirim Bachirim Bachirim, that if there's an animal that's a Shar Niskal, and that was Nigmadina Fiskila, and then it got mixed up with others, and Bachirim Bachirim, and then these others got mixed up with other animals, Koin Sain Silakipa, then since all these animals are Asar Bahana, so therefore there's no loss to the Bailim, and it would be Koin Sain Silakipa, and all of them would go into the Kippa. And of course, this is exactly like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that we had in our Mishnah, and the Brisa we bring it down as the Shita of Tanakama. However, Blaz Rav Shimon Aymer, Mevin Isla Bezin Visekla Isan, that even though they're all Asar Bahana, and we would think that we would not be Matriarch Bezin, but even so, we do this only in Bezin, and we bring all the animals to Bezin, and Bezin would give skila to all these animals. And based on the way Rav explained our Mishnah, this Shita of Blaz Rav Shimon is the same Shita of the Tanakama in our Mishnah. And the Gemara will now continue and explain the first part of this Brisa. As Amar, we learned in the Reisha of the Brisa, Imach Le Nigmadina Yolda Vladimuta, that if a par killed a person, then had a child, so the Brisa taught us that if this child was born prior to the Gemadin, then the child would be Mutah. And the Gemara is, Va'afagav the Chinokha Havim Mi'abra, and it's Mashma from the Brisa, that even though at the time that the par killed this person, that it was already pregnant, that as long as this Vlad was born prior to the Gemadin, then the Vlad would be Mutah, but that can't be, as the mice we have a klal of Ubi Yarachimai, Va'am Rav and Rav taught us, Vlad and Negechas Asa, that if an animal kills someone and it was already pregnant, then the Vlad is considered a Negechas, and therefore in a case where it was only an Eid Echad, or the Bailim themselves admitted that their animal killed this person, then it would be Asa to bring this animal as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and as Rashi brings from Masechtas Tzpura, Kagoyin Shenachal Pi Eid Echad Al Pi HaBailim, the Mitzvah L'Gavaya V'Loy L'Hedyet, and as the Gemara states, Hiu Vlad and Nachai, that the animal plus its Vlad shtoist a person, and therefore they will both be Asa Bakrava. And similarly, in a case where there are two Edim that actually testified that this animal shtoist a person and killed a person, and the animal was already expecting, that both the mother as well as the Vlad would be Asa Bana, therefore they would be Chayiv Skila. And how could the Brisa state Imach Le Nigmadina Yolda Vlad Muta? And let us read from the first of the wide lines in Rashi, Hilka Chakach Shamina Midurava, the Hecha the Is Edim Asa Aflahedit. It's talking about a case where there was no Gmadin on the Vlad. Rashi says that that can't be the Ibishalay Bala Bezdin, as if we're talking about a scenario where they didn't bring either animal to Bezdin. My ear, Yavlada, Afilu Imoy Nami, Imlay Nigmadina, Lay Misra. And the Gemara continues that Rav also teaches Vlad HaNirvas, Asa, Hiu Vladin Nirvu, that if there was a Behema that was Revea a person, once again, we're referring to a case where there was only one aid, or where the Bailim was Moida, that his animal was Revea a person. So Rava holds that not only would the animal itself be Asa Bakrava, but this Vlad would also be Asa Bakrava. And similarly, if there would be two aidim, that this animal was Revea a person, then not only would the animal be Chayim Misa, but its Vlad would also be Chayim Misa, as it's considered that it and its Vlad were Mizana with this person, and therefore even the Vlad is Chayim Misa. And because of this question, the Gemara explains, Ema, Im Achli Nigmadina Ibra Vyalda Vladimuta, the Inachinami, if the animal was already expecting at the time that it shtois a person and killed the person, then certainly it's considered like the Vlad actually shtois this person, and therefore not only will the mother be Chayim Misa, but the Vlad would also be Chayim Misa. And the Brisa is talking about a scenario where at the time that the par killed the person, the par was not Mubaris and only became pregnant after already killed this person, and prior to Gmadin, this animal already had this baby and had this Vlad, and therefore, specifically in this case, the Vlad would be Mutar, as Lemaisa was not part of its mother at the time that the parish chased the person and killed the person, and also wasn't part of the mother when the mother had a Gmadin. However, the Brisa then continues and teaches us that Imishinigmadina Ibravialda Vlad Asa, but once there was a Gmadin, and then the mother became pregnant and gave birth, then this Vlad would be Asa, and as Rashi states, the Nilman Issa Asa, Afagavli Hava Bishas Nagicha Vlad Bishas Gmadin, and the Chiddush is that even though the Vlad was not part of the animal, not at the time of the Gicha, and not at the time of Gamadin, and therefore we can't say that it's based on Obi Yarachimai, but even so, since it was Noilud Mina Issa, as this animal is already Asa Bana, therefore this Vlad would also also be asur ba'anah. And the Gemara now continues and focuses on the second point of the Braisa, and the Braisa stated, im shenig medina ibra v'yalda v'lada asa, and l'maisa, even though this animal was asur ba'anah, as it's already after the Gemara din, but even so, the male that had relation with it was not asur ba'anah, and in this case, the father was mutar ba'anah, and the mother was asur ba'anah. Therefore, Gemara is, hanich l'manda amah zev zer gerim asa, this would work out according to the manda amah, meseches t'mura that holds, when you have a davishal heta and a davishal issa, then zev zer gerim is asa, and therefore it makes sense why this vlad would be asa, as l'maisa comes from a mother that was asa. And we continue on that pale and base, el l'manda amah zev zer gerim mutar ma'ik l'meima, but according to the manda amah, meseches t'mura that holds, that zev zer gerim is mutar, so in our case, since his zachar is mutar ba'anah, so why would the vlad be asa ba'anah? And because of this question, Elam Ravina, therefore Ravina explains the Braisa a bit differently, and the first part of Braisa he explains in the exact same way as im actually nigmadina ubra v'yolda v'ladumuta, that if a par killed a person, and after it killed a person, but prior to its igmadin, it became pregnant and it also gave birth, then certainly the vlad would be muta, as the vlad wasn't part of the mother when the mother killed someone, and it also wasn't part of the mother at the time of the gmadin. The Braisa then continues, im actually nigmadina ibra, but if this par killed a person and prior to its Gemara Din it became pregnant and it was still expecting at the time of the Gemara Din, and then Mishnigma Dina Yolda, and only after the Gemara Din did it give birth to this child, then Vlada Asa, then the Vlad would be Asa, as Lemaisa was part of the mother at the point of the Gemara Din, and Obi Yerach Imayhu, and Lemaisa, the Braisa doesn't speak about a case where the mother became pregnant only after Gemara Din, as Lemaisa, according to the Manda Amma, Zev Zer Gerim Mutta, it would be Mutta, and according to the Manda Amma, Zev Zer Gerim Asa, then the Vlad would be Asa. But the Braisa doesn't deal with this case at all, and Ayin Rashi on that Peyom Beis Umishinig Medina Yolda Vlad Asa Afagav Dolei Hav B'Shas Negicha Kivin the Hav B'Shas Gmadin Nesa B'Gmadin Imai the Obi Yarach Imayu. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah on that Ayin Testament Beis that stated Kol Chai V'Misa Shenis Arvu Zeh B'Zeh Nindoyna Mikala, that if you had two people that were already Nigmadin L'Misa and then they got confused with each other, then both of them would receive the Misa Kala. And our Gemara states that since our Mishnah teaches us that even though Reuven was Chayiv Skila and Shimon was Chayiv Strefa, that Lefidah Tanakama both would be Chayiv Strefa, as that is the Misa Kala, even though Reuven was only warned that he will receive Skila and he wasn't warned that he would be Chayiv Strefa. And if so, we should have a Raya that once you give Asra for a Dover Chama, it's considered as if you received a valid Asra for a Dover Kal. However, the Gemara states that's not necessarily Raya, as that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Edom gave Astra to Reuven and they told him that if you're going to do this action, they will be Chayiv Misa, and they didn't tell him which of the Misas Bezdin he'll be Chayiv. The Haitanu and our Mishnah is going like the Tanakhama, the following Braisa. The Tanyan, as we learned in the Braisa, Benegeah someone that's a Mises, that the Pasuk tells us, Loisachma, Vloisachasa love, and therefore there's no requirement to give Astra to a Mises. However, the Braisa continues, Vishar Chayiv Misa Shabbatariah, by all other Chiyuv and Misa in the Torah, a Mimisan Eisan El Be'edim Ve'edim Vasra, that there's a requirement to have 23 Dianim, and there's also a requirement to have 2 Edim, and there's also a requirement to give Asra. And as Rashi points out, Edim Ve'edim Lav Dafka, that really the Braisa didn't have to mention anything about Edim Ve'edim, the Mises Nami Edim Ve'edim Kabai, and Behodin Nokar Vishav Mises Bezin, Mishim Asra Nokar La. Only reason why this Braisa makes a statement is only to contrast the Din of Asra, although there's no requirement to give Asra to a Mises, but there's a requirement to give Asra by other Mises Shabbatariah. And the Braisa continues, the Tanakhama tells us, Va'ad she'ediyu shu'chayiv Mises Bezdin, not only do you have to tell the person that this is a Nisa in the Torah, but you also have to tell the person that if you do this, then you'll be chayiv Mises Bezdin. And Rabbi Yehuda Iman, Rabbi Yehuda argued in the Tanakhama, and he states, Ad she'ediyu be'isim Misa hu'nerag, that not only is there a requirement for the Edom to tell the person that you're going to be chayiv Mises Bezdin, but they actually have to specify which of the four Mises Bezdin he will be Chayiv, and L'maisa Tzmukach, the Tanakam holds, that even if the Edom would give an Asra, and they would just say that you'll be Chayiv Mises Bezdin, and they wouldn't specify which of the Mises Bezdin, that the person would still be Chayiv Misa, and if so, it's possible that the Tanava Mishnah is going like the Tanakama, and therefore you would not be able to bring a Raya, that Lefir Rabbi Yehuda, Musul Dover Choma, having Musul Dover Kal, and it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda would argue on the Din of our Mishnah, and he would hold that if someone that's Chayiv Skila gets mixed up with someone that's Chayiv Srefa, that we could not give him the Misa Kala, as L'maisa he didn't have warning about Srefa. And Ein Rashi dibel maskel amar biyamiyah mehachal lekel emelav as hachal b'hissu b'misistam ulfika kalav chamur b'mashma. And l'maisa, although we just stated that according to the Tanakama of this brisa, if someone is master someone stam, then certainly he has mashmois for kal and chamura. Therefore, in the case of a Mishnah, if Reuven was chayav skila and Shimon was chayav strefa, and when the Edom gave asra to Reuven, they gave him asra that you'll be chayav misis bezin, and they were only hissu by stam. So therefore, there's no issue of giving Reuven strefa as it's included in the original warning. The Gemara continues and explains the basis for the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. As Tanakama yalvim mekoshish, the Tanakama that learns that the Edom have to give asra, but that asra doesn't have to be as specific, and they could just say that you should know if you do this issa, you will be chay mises bezin. They learned this din from the din of mekoshish, and as we saw on daf ayin chesam beis, although they knew that anyone that's mechal Shabbos will be chay misa, and therefore the Edom were able to give the mekoshish asra, they'll be chay misa, but certainly the Edom did not know yet as to which misa he would be chayiv, as even Moshe Rabbeinu was mesupik if the mekoshish would be chayiv skila or he'd be chayiv chenek, and even so they were able to give asra. Therefore, we see the asra was valid, even though they only were able to tell the mekoshish that you should know that if you're going to be mechal Shabbos, you'll be chayiv misas bezdin, and they weren't able to tell him the exact misa. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda amalecha mekoshish harashoyisa, that Rabbi Yehuda will explain that just like we stated b'negei megadev that it was certainly harashah. And certainly they weren't able to give any warning, as they didn't even know if the Megadif is Chai Misa, so the same didn't apply, but the Gei Mekoshish, that was only a Rosh Hashanah, but in the Chinami, generally there's a requirement for a full Asra, and there's a requirement to tell a person that you Chai Misa, and to specify which Misa is Bezdin, and Rashi is still bothered that had Rabbi Yehuda know that you have to specify which Misa, and Zok Rashi HaRosh Hashanah, Val Pia Diba Mechayiv, Valei Gamina Minola Deris, Hoil V'Nafkalon Asra, Miyumas Hameis, Shiyata Atzmi L'Misa. It's mashma that you have to specify which misa he would be chayiv. And keep in mind that the Ran is mesupik as to what the din would be lefira tanakama in a case where they actually gave a warning to Reuven that he would be chayiv skila. And lemaisa Reuven then gets mixed up with Shimon, who is chayiv strefa, and would we be able to give Reuven strefa or not? And the Ran first states that certainly the din would be the same, and certainly you could give Reuven strefa. And then he brings a svara that it's possible that we not be able to give Reuven strefa, as lemaisa. So once you gave Reuven Asra, then even according to the Tanakama, he would still hold Musul Adav Chama, is not Musul Adav Akal, and the only time that we said a din that you could give him Strefa is only when he was Hisru by Stam. And let us read the Ran inside, as Nir Vadai Dlamanda Masra Stam Hasrahi. So Kahu Moida Kesha Hisru by Lechamura, Shu Musul Akal, the Koshkinu, Vim Kain Kiamina Kagoin Shahisru by Stam, Lav Dafka, and Loloima, the Ikamanda Oma, the Asra Stam Hasrahi. And then the Ran states, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Hanaskol and Benisrofin, so those machlekes between Rav Shimon and Chachamim, based on the previous machlekes as to if skila is more chomer than srefa or srefa is more chomer than skila, and Rab Shimon Oimer and Rab Shimon Lishitase hold nidainu miskila shasrefa chamura the chomer nidainu misrefa shaskila chamura. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us see Rashi in the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Tesam Beis Diba Maslahan and Skolim Bisrafin, as Rashi states Afagav Deruba Dahani Nisrafin, and even though most of these people that are chay misa that are in this combined group are chay visrefa kedetani niskolim bisrafin, and as the Mishnah states it was niskolin in nisrafim mashma chad niskol shenis arab nisrafin tuva, and it's mashma that there's one person that was chayiv skila that got mixed up and confused with the group that were chayiv srefa. Afilu hachid Rab Shimon yudainu kulim b'skila b'pleisha srefa chamura, and even so zok Rab Shimon that we would not go basa raiv, even those that are part of raiv that are chayiv srefa would only be receiving skila, as lefi Rab Shimon skila is more kal than srefa. And our Gemara now begins masnli Rab Cheskel Rami Brei, the Rab Cheskel taught this Mishnah to Rami, his son, instead of being Gerus, as our guest in the Mishnah of Hanisqalim bin Israfim, he was Gerus Hanisrafim bin Iskalim, and Rab Shimon Oimi Yadayna Biskila, Shasrefa Chamura. And let's keep in mind, based on Rashi in the Mishnah, as well as the Rashi in our Sugya, that since he was Gerus Hanisrafim bin Iskalim, so it's Mashbuk going to have an Iskalim Ruba, and the Arabahu be Yutub bin Israfim, and then someone that was Chayiv Srefa got mixed up with this group that were Chayiv Iskila, and the Gemara Gemara tells us, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda said to his father, Rabbi Cheskel, Abba loy tisnei hachi, that you shouldn't learn the Mishnah in this way, as my ear you destroy for chamura, typically the Reuben is skulling anew, as if the Mishnah is discussing a case where the ones that were chayiv skila were more than the ones that were chayiv strefa, then that would not be as big of a chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon, as certainly in this case, they would be chayiv skila, as not only is skila more kal, but in the skulling were rave as well, and therefore certainly we would go based on the skulling, and all of them will be chayiv skila. And as Rashi states, typically glay the Reuben is skulling anew, hechi naka time mishum the atri shay the meishchul and misa chamura, as belav hachi nidaini beskila basaruba, and because of this question, so Rabbi Cheskel asked his son Rabbi Yehuda, Elahechi Isnaya, so how should I learn the Mishnah and what should I be goyis? And Rabbi Yehuda answered that you should be goyis like we have in our Mishnah, Haniskolim ben Esrafin, Rabbi Shimna ime yedainu beskila, Shasrefa Chamura, and as Rashi states, the Afagad ben Esrafin Ruba, that even though in this case the Esrafin were Roiv, even so, Miss Dani Rabbi Shimna beskila, Mipresha Srefa Chamura. However, Rabbi Cheskel responds to Rabbi Yehuda, Ihachi ime Sefa, that if you're correct, let us see the Sefa, as the Sefa states, and the Sefer tells us that the Chum argue on Rabbi Shimon, and the same case of an Iskolim and Esrafim, they say Yudayim B'Sreifa, since Skila is more Chumar, and therefore all these that are part of this Taruvais will be Chayiv Sreifa. And Rabbi Cheskel asked Rabbi Yehuda, Tape Glei, the Reuben Esrafim inu, that Lachurus, since you're being Gurus, Han Iskolim and Esrafim, and Rabbi these people in this Taruvais, one Esrafim, so certainly the Rabbanon would say that the Chayiv Sreifa, based on the Din of Raiv. However, Rabbi Yehuda responds, Hasam Rabbanon who dekarmer leil Rabbi Shimon, that over there the Rabbanon were just responding to Rabbi Shimon, and they were telling Rabbi Shimon that we argue on you for two reasons. Number one, this group will be judged with Sreifa, as Lamaisa Raiva the people in this Taruvais are Chayiv Sreifa. Number two, that even according to you, that you want to go bust the Miyot because Sreifa is Mohammer, and as Rashi states, Ve'in on the Rishayim Limashach Esakalim, but Lav Chamurihi Elakali, but we hold that Sreifa is not Mohammer and it's more Kal. Therefore, certainly this group will be chayiv sreifa and not skila. And as the Gemara states, l'dichod the amrit sreifa chamura loy skila chamura. And l'maisa ayin in the bottom tesis that is bothered that although it's true that l'fir Rav Shimon sreifa is more chamur, but even so, why would we go basar skila, which is more kal? If l'chayiv we should give this group sreifa as we should go basar roiv. And ayin in tesis who is shol Rav Yitzchak ben Rav Mordechai es Rabbein Tam amai kam Rav Shimon yudenu beskila shay sreifa chamura nezel basar ruv l'hachme bedinu nefashes. Ayin Shom, and the Gemara continued with a side point. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel said to his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna sharp one, and we continue in that Pe'alef from an Aleph, that the way you asked the question to your father was not proper, it was not respectful. As Rabbi Yehuda said to his father Rabbi Cheskel, Abo loy tisnei hachi, and as Rashi at the top of the Amud states, loy diyay behedya shutaya, and you shouldn't have told him first that he's making a mistake, as Mishum de mitzaf and mitzar, as your father will be embarrassed and will have tsar, as the Tanya we learned to the Braisa, Hareshahaya of Ival Dirayatura, that even if someone's father is being Ivana Issa Duraisa, La Yamaloy Abba Vatal Dirayatura, you should not say to your father, you're being Ivan Dirayatura, La Imaloy, but instead you should say as follows, and Rashi holds that you say this Beloshin Tema, Abba Kaksa Batura, Abba does it really say in the Torah that this is permissible, and as Rashi states, Kasal Kadaita Betmiya Kama, Vichi Kaksa Batura, and the Gemara now asks on this explanation of the Braisa, that how would this Lashon help, and how would the father not be embarrassed and be mitzar if he used this Lashon, as Seif Seif Hainu Hach, and as Rashi states, to Mevayshe Va'ime V'chiyofa Ato Issa, and therefore the Gemara explains that Lo'im Eloi, but if a son sees his father doing an Issa, and he wants to make his father aware, then he should say the following, B'Lashon Nechusa, Abba Mikra Kasa B'Tayr Kach, that my father, you should know that the Pasuk says as follows, and as Rashi states, El B'Nechusa Im Eloi Mikra Ambetayra, and you just quote the pasuk that says in the Torah, "Va'imalai avi mikra kach kach kasa b'tera ruatz meyasa malibay al mazeh maskirei," and then the father will realize what he's doing wrong. V'hachi nami in l'chalay malavicha leitisnei hachi, and over here also, Rabbi Yehuda should not have said to his father, Rabbi Cheskel, that this is not the proper girsa, and instead he should have said that these are the words of the Mishnah, haniskolim b'nesrafim, and we will stop over here.